This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Come on.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah.
Deb Lockett.
Deb Lockett.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, guys.
Dottie
like
Upchurch. Upchurch.
Hey, Dottie.
Hey, Dottie. Hey, Dottie.
Denise Parsons.
Hey, Denise.
Hey. Hi, Teresa. Hi. From Jacksonville. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, Teresa.
New master stager.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Hi, Shonda Perry. Hello.
Hey, Shonda.
Hello.
Hello, Tatiana. I'm always here. Thank you, staging.
Welcome, welcome. Okay, so hi everybody. This is Jenny Norris, and I hear echoing. I'm going to mute everybody, so people will still be coming on, but I'm going to go ahead and do that because we have a lot of feedback. So sit tight.
Okay.
Muted.
Well, welcome everybody to the March IHOSP membership call. So thank you so much for being with us. And as you are joining in, please first of all, make sure to email BJ to let her know you're on the call. So BJ, initials, Barbara Jean, BJ at IHOSP.com. Let her know you're on the call, which chapter you're from. That'd be fabulous. And I just want to do a quick roll call here. So Betty, are you on this side?
I'm here.
Okay. And then Barb, I heard your voice.
Oh, I'm fabulously wonderful here.
Woohoo! And then Krista?
Yep, I'm here.
Perfect. And then Fred?
I am here. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Fred. And is Ted joining us
hello.
As well? Oh, you are.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, good. So everybody that's on the leadership side, we'll be sharing, and then everybody else is muted. So again, if you're tuning in right now, we're just getting started with our call. BJ, please make sure to do the recording. I haven't heard it say it yet. And hopefully BJ's on.
Yeah.
Did anybody hear her voice?
Yes,
no,
she was on. Okay,
was on.
So BJ, go ahead and make sure to record the call. I know it's like star 9 something, but I don't want to disconnect everybody.
I think it already went.
Good.
I heard it say it was recording earlier.
Okay, perfect. All right, perfect. All right, well, welcome everybody. March is here and spring's right around the corner. Some of you where you live, then maybe things are already peeking out from the ground and the year is just zooming by. I can't believe it. So we have a great call lined up for you. Betty did a great job lining up the topics and the speakers, so thanks for doing that. And I just wanted to give a few announcements before we get into what we're going to cover today. So first of all, we have our High Point tour for the wholesale tour is April 8th. And we have a nice group that will be coming, so we're really excited about that. It'll be a little bit smaller than last time. And we also have different vendors that we'll be meeting with. So Krista maybe can expand on that a little bit when she shares. But so the High Point Tour, April 8th, get your, purchase a ticket soon so we know how many people are coming. We have to get your information into the High Point Market Authority. They're going to help with concierge services to register everybody. And then some of you that have turned in your documents, but you didn't turn in your resale licenses, or some of you didn't turn your driver's license in, so you got to make sure that all your information is complete. So if you are incomplete on the registration side, we'll be reaching out to you to get the rest of the information so that we don't have issues at market, which will be super fun. At market, just so you know, we have a few educational things that we are doing to promote home staging. So on the 7th, Sandra Holmes and Blair and I are going to be on a panel. I think it's about an hour long, and we'll be discussing with designers how to add home staging to their business, because a lot of them are doing that. They don't understand that it's a different process, different goals, and so forth. And so it's important to educate them. And then on the 8th, I have a seminar, 1.5-hour seminar on the same topic with a reception afterwards, and that's through a different part of the High Point group. there's two different entities. And then on the 10th, for people who want to get designated in staging, get their accreditation, we are offering the one-day stager course class. And I think somebody either emailed me or, you know, did a message on Facebook or something about concerned about having designers entering staging. And the fact is they're going to do it anyway. And so they need to have a foundation in what staging is versus design. And so our course is the perfect one for that because it gives them an accreditation, and we have launched so many successful business owners. So the fact that staging has definitely grown in popularity and awareness isn't going to keep these people from becoming home stagers. We want to make sure that they understand, anybody who's in the business understands that home staging is different than interior design, feng shui, professional organizing, and decorating, right? So that's
right.
What they need to learn. Yeah. So that's why we're doing this. It's not because we want to saturate any market, which has never happened, but it's because these people who want to be part of the home staging industry need to understand the differences between what they do now and what they would be doing, and the process is totally different, and as I already said, the goals are different. So anyway, that's the reason we're doing these education sessions in the markets, is because we know these people are looking at our industry and tipping a toe or a foot or their whole body in, and we want to make sure that we understand and they understand it's different, a different process. So that's it for my announcements. Outside of the conference, the Tier 1 pricing for the conference ends on April 30th. You still have a little bit of time, and then prices are going to go up. So we need to do a count to see how many VIP seats we still have left, but we're doing great on numbers, and it's all coming together. So we'll be posting the schedule for the conference, the actual lineup of how the time blocks are going to happen. You'll see that going up hopefully this week, and then we'll be able to really share who's speaking when. You'll be able to see all the topics and so forth, which I'm really excited about. So with that, I don't have any other big announcements. So make sure to join us for Home Staging Talk Show Live on Wednesday. And I'm just going past episode 47. I've tried to do episode 47 now 4 times. And every time there's like a technical glitch, or like this last time I'm on, we do the whole session and Facebook went down. That was Wednesday that we had that bomb cyclone here.
Yeah.
Facebook, the whole site went down. And so I finish and it still says I'm recording, which I wasn't recording. And then so it still said I was live. And I'm like, what the heck? And then I had these weird people come on at the end that posted these really bizarre comments. So I thought, well, what is that about? And then the video shows, you'll see my face it was interviewing the last of the young stagers. And you can see the segment, but if you click on it, nothing happens. So I just think that number 47 is not a good number. So I'm just going to go right past it to 48.
No.
And we're just going to move on.
Absolutely.
So that was sort of, yeah. Seriously. Yeah. She's not a good number. So that's all I have. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Betty.
Okay. Thank you, Jenny. Very quickly, our agenda today, Barb is going to talk first, and then right after Barb, I'm going to have two gentlemen from one of our new vendors, Zoomcasa, be talking to them about what they have to offer. And then Jenny, we're going to switch back to Jenny, who's going to be talking about our protocol for social media and the local chapters, and Krista's going to be talking some about our vendor program protocol, and then we'll close out the call. So, Barb, you're there?
Yes, my dear, right here.
Let's hear some good motivational talk.
Time to rock and roll. That's right. You know, every time we're together, which I just love so much, and thank you for your care and love for all of us and for being on this call. I'm going to pick for a little while a word, a call. And the word that those of you making any notes that, and you might want to make some notes as we go, this is not going to be a really long part of what I'm sharing. However, to me, it's just really important. And the word that I would like for you to write down is brilliant. Be brilliant. Isn't that a great word? You know, the sun is brilliant and the stars can be brilliant. And, oh, you drive by a beautiful tree. I know I do. And I go, look at that. And I just stop and I can call it brilliant. Because that has many definitions, of course, and how you might feel about the word. And so as you stage this week, or consultations or shop or work on your warehouse or your garage or whatever, just stand back and say, this is brilliant. Give good words about yourself. And I think it's really cool when you say, I am brilliant, because you are. Brilliant is as brilliant does and thinks. And so taking that to a poem that I've actually, it's more of a prose that I've put together that I'd like you to make notes on. And take a look at this as your week goes by. The first sentence is, do more than exist. Do more than exist. There's so many people on this planet, that's what they do. They just exist. And some of what we're going to talk about, actually all of it, I would love to see all of us on Earth really as human beings and spiritual beings in the bodies that we're in, really key into these things more and more. And the way to do that is practice and observe what you're doing and then do it again and again. So doing more than existing, the word that I'd like you to write underneath it, because I'll give you a sentence and then put one word underneath it should you choose to do that. Then I'll give you the next sentence and a word under that. So under do not do more than exist, make the word big, live. It's not about existing, it's about living. This is such a short trip on Earth. You know, even if I shared this with you 5 years ago, it's worth sharing now, or yesterday, or 10 years ago, or whatever. When they take the 24-hour period, and this would be scientists as far as the they, however you and I can think the same way, or you might be reading it in a book, is that when you take 24 hours representing since Earth came into existence, since our planet was born, animals have been here for the equivalent of 3 minutes, and we as humans have been here for the equivalent of 3 seconds. Think about that. It gives me God bumps right now. I got chills. It's unbelievable. Because all of the development, everything that surrounds us took all that time. And of course, the animals, the dinosaurs, whatever they are, amoebas, came before us. And so do more than exist, live. Next one, do more than touch. And you and I are touching a lot of things. We're touching our inventory. We're touching our desks, our computers, you know, inventory, as I said. We touch our warehouses. We touch our clients. Reach out and, you know, shake hands. And as we touch, the key is underneath. Do more than touch. The word is feel. It's not just about touching life. It's about feeling it. And acknowledging your feelings. Feelings really are important. They can be really happy, wonderful, joyful feelings, and they can be sad too. And it's important not to deny either one of them, but to live and not just exist and feel, not just touch. Next, do more than look. You know, we look at a room we're going to be staging, and I've been doing quite a bit of staging lately, and it never leaves me and it never leaves you. I get really high on staging. If I get crabby, Kirk says, go stage, because it's so important. And our creativity really comes through. I said this to a class once. I said, I have a little homework for you. I want you to go into every room in the house, and then I'm going to give you a little quiz afterwards, because I want you to do more than look. And the word underneath that I would like you to write is the word observe. People really walk around the planet asleep. I see that all the time in my observing. And moments that are precious can go right by, and what we can observe and learn can go right by. And I said to that particular group, I'd like, as you go to each room, no paper, no pencil, no phone, to observe how many switch plates are in that room. How many places to plug something in are in that room? What kind of carpet is it? What's on the ceiling? What kind of doors are they? And light fixtures, and the list went on. And so it was all by memory, because so many times we start to pack up inventory, go through the warehouse, and it's like, oh, how many lamps can I plug in there? Where was that plug? Because observing, at least to me, is really, really crucial. I want to see more than just seeing the walls and the floor. I want to observe and feel it and live it. So the next time you're doing your magical staging, because that's what it is, I'd like you to see what else you can observe more. I found that so many of us as stagers in our classes, we walk through and I say, look at everything, and then we'll meet in the living room. They didn't look under the sink. They missed things that were there. They didn't go in the little, you know, house out in the backyard or little shed. There's so many things that can be missed. So I want you to tell me how many shelves are in that linen closet. Because if you didn't count them, you don't know. It's all about observing. When I get back home, oh, gee, how many shelves in that pantry that I really, oh, 1, 2, 3, and it ends up being 5. So do more than look. Observe. Next sentence. Do more than hear. Do more than hear. I know, I bet you know the one on this one. Do more than hear. The word, of course, is listen. And there's such a difference, as you and I know, at least I hope we do, between hear and listen. It's rare some of the time that we actually listen, because we're already thinking of the next thing we're going to say. And science has proved that. And so living in the moment and really listening. And, you know, we just talked about observe. What's their body language? Did you observe that? How are they standing? Where are they standing? Who's standing closer to you? Who's not? Who's stepping back? All of that observation is really important when you feel it. See how this fits together? Which will help you working with that person or that couple. And the same thing is as you're listening. And stop thinking too much already about what you're going to say next. The next one I'd ask you, request you to write down, is do more than listen. Do more than listen. I wonder what it would be next after that. Because we typically hear, want to talk to, oh, it's my time. And we maybe didn't really listen as much as we could have. And so do more than listen. And the word there is understand. Strive to really understand as you're talking with that realtor, or as you're talking with that client, as you're talking with the kids that live there. Seriously, because they are sellers too, and they will stab you in the back when you leave if you are not living and paying attention to them and feeling and observing and absorbing and listening and doing our best to understand. We have two more, and they all fit together, at least in my world they do. Do more than think. Do more than think. You know, I think it's important we read every day. And you're going to say, well, I don't have time to read. That's not really true, because you go to the bathroom. So I put my reading materials in there. And even if I read a paragraph, I read a paragraph. Even if I read two sentences, I got something out of it. So take time to think. It's really important. You know, the executives that I've studied and strive to really follow some of the things that they do and have advised to be better in the work that I'm doing is they take time, maybe 10 minutes out of a day, maybe 5 minutes. I want you to, on purpose, say, shut the door. This is my think time. because you deserve it, and your creativity needs it, because we go, stress, there's always something else waiting. And so it's do more than listen, understand, and that's for yourself too, and do more than think. The word, and I love it, is ponder. Ponder. Let new ideas, they're going to come to you. That's when you're in the time of pondering. And, you know, we may attempt to do this in the car while we're driving and we could end up speeding and get a ticket. Sure, our mind never stops. It just goes and goes and goes. And your self-talk, just like mine, just goes. And Kirk has seen me through the years say, this is my time. I need to ponder. I'm going to go in the room and shut the door. And when I'm ready, I'll come out. And I don't want to concern you, so it'll be 15 minutes or less. So he knows. And hopefully doesn't walk through the door at any time, which can happen with our kids, pets, et cetera. So I would love to have you drop me an email sometime and say, you know, Barb, I started doing that. And yesterday I pondered and I just came up with the greatest ideas. Because when we're going at 50 miles an hour or 1,000 miles an hour, which some of us do or attempt to, the pondering may get put aside. And this one, maybe this would surprise you and me. But it's all about being brilliant. The last one for today that I'd like you to write down is do more than talk. Anybody can talk, unless, you know, they have a health challenge, God bless them. Talk. We're all talking all the time. Talk. And so I say this with love in my heart because I'm saying it to not just you, but to myself. And I'm saying it to myself and saying it to you. Because what I'd like you to write under do more than talk is this. Say something. Not just for talking for talk's sake, to really share some wisdom that you've learned or observed, to listen to what they're sharing, and then thinking, you know, I could just talk back to them, not like talking back, just all comes out, is really to say something, and it doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be a lot as far as saying something and pondering and understanding and listening and absorbing and feeling and living. Because as you do that, you will be more brilliant than you've ever been. Be brilliant. Have a great week.
Thank you, Barb. I always enjoy listening to you.
You're welcome.
Those are awesome.
Things we can start thinking about during our week.
I see a total like a motivational marketing piece forming in my head. So I'll put that together and send it to you.
Awesome. Always love it.
Okay.
Send it to me. I would love it.
There we go. Thank you, Barb. Appreciate it.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, next we have a new vendor, and the vendor is Zoom, Z-O-O-M, CASA, C-A-S-A, and I have two gentlemen on the phone with us from the company, and I want to tell you a little bit about them first, and then I'll interview them. The first gentleman is Fred Benn. That's B, like boy, I-N, and Fred serves as CEO of Zoom CASA. He's the founder of Zarin Capital, LLC, a private investment firm specializing in real estate, credit, and private equity investments. Fred earned a JD and an MBA from the University of Southern California and received a BA from UCLA, where he graduated with honors and was elected to Phi Beta Kappa. I love all those. Yeah. We also have Ted Bernardo, who is COO of Zoom CASA, where he oversees all operational and compliance functions. Ted earned an MBA from the Wharton School of the University at Pennsylvania. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks
Great.
For the time.
Well, Thank you. This is such a great marriage between our homeowners, our realtors, our stagers, and I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing this before. So real anxious to hear all about it. So first of all, could you tell us about your company, what the company is and what you do?
Certainly. So the genesis behind ZoomCasa is that homeowners should be able to flip their own homes. In the day of HGTV, people understand what makes a home sell for top dollar, makes it sell faster. People understand what improvements are desirable. And we saw an opportunity here that there's no way for a homeowner to painlessly flip their own house. So we rolled out a service last year where homeowners could contact us as a concierge platform and have licensed, insured contractors come out, renovate their home in a way that would prepare it for sale and ensure that it sells for top dollar faster. And 100% of the payment would be deferred until close of escrow. And part of this process was having a network of exceptional contractors that deliver great customer service. And as we rolled out this business and did a lot of renovation work, we started talking to really smart real estate agents. And the smartest real estate agents we talked to all said that staging was a vital component to getting top dollar for their properties. And they all wanted to ask us, can you include that as part of this renovation budget? Can you include it as part of the flipping of the home? And earlier this year, we started doing that, and it's taken off like wildfire, and we think that it's a perfect marriage to work with professional stagers, the folks that are members of IOSP. And we, looking at the professional staging market, and we differentiate between quote-unquote professional stagers who have certifications and education and know what they're doing versus an interior designer who's coming out and doing this without proper training. We think that staging, professional staging, should be a service that is paid for out of escrow. So we enable you as a stager to offer your clients the option to pay for staging services out of escrow. And you get paid in full upfront. It doesn't change your business workflow. It enables you to overcome the biggest hurdle that we think that you have in closing a deal, which is the substantial upfront cash investment. And I mean, if you think about it from 30,000 feet, real estate agents get paid their commissions out of escrow. No one balks at a real estate agent's commission. If you ask them to pay it up front, they ask you to pay a homeowner to pay it up front, they think you were nuts. But because it's paid out of escrow, it's okay. So by deferring the payment, you're able to increase the amount of money you're charging. You're able to upsell the client such that you're able to do the staging in an appropriate way, do it full service, and really do it impactfully. And three, it's easier to say, okay, let's do this. Let's not reduce the scope. Let's not reduce the number of rooms we're going to stage. Let's just do it. And a lot of times I'm sure you go out and you bid a job and you give a bid a few thousand dollars and the homeowner looks at you and says, okay, let me think about it. Using this service, they can just say yes. So we think that it's a perfect marriage here that will help professional stagers grow their business, convert more leads, and be able to do more projects and run more profitable businesses. So that's what we built here, and we look really forward to working with IOS and professional stagers around the country to making that happen.
That's wonderful. Well, how can our stagers and realtors become part of this program?
So great question. So the first thing that has to happen is a professional stager goes to our website. Our website is zoom.casa. Not .com, .casa, ZOOM.CASA. And they click the tab that says Stagers, and then they click the button that says Get on Our Platform. And it's a simple application. We need to verify that they're a real business, that they have a mailing address, they have a tax ID number, just simple stuff so that we can put them on our database. And then once they're on our database, we give you marketing materials. We host weekly sales seminars that talk about overcoming the biggest objections in professional staging, which we look at as that initial cash upfront investment. And it's that simple. And once they're on the platform, they can go out, and we suggest that they contact their network, real estate agents, brokerages, and say, as of today, I have the ability to offer what you've probably been asking for years, which is the ability to professionally stage your home and pay out of escrow. Call me. And we find that this is a huge sales tool that professional stagers around the country are using to grow their businesses tremendously. It's not changing your business process. It's not buying more inventory. It's just a question of rebranding how you market your services.
Can I ask a question?
I'm sorry.
Certainly.
Oh, as the creator of home staging, this is Barb Schwartz, and I'm sure you've thought of this, but I still want to ask because I invented it in the 70s and is staging all these many years. And so as this program, which, congratulations, makes a lot of sense, is two things that come to my mind is how does this work when they decide not to sell and they take out the house off the market? Or because markets change all the time, as we all know, and Seattle is slowing where I am a whole bunch, is that it sits on the market and it never sells, and then they take it off. So how are people remunerated for that?
Well, first of all, Barb, it is an absolute honor to talk to you on the phone. I'd love to meet you one day.
Thank you.
We are huge fans of professional staging, and if it wasn't clear from our bios, we don't come from the creative world, but we absolutely understand the value that professional home staging creates, and we are in awe of the business that you helped shape. So what happens if the home doesn't sell? Let's talk first about, like, big picture. How do we look at a transaction? So we give the stager basically a base markup price. So if there's a cash price, whatever they would typically charge for the initial staging term, they build in a margin for payment out of escrow. And it depends, that pricing depends on which market we're in because we have certain fixed costs. When as a stager, you bid a job, you send the client, if they want to defer till out of escrow, you send them to us. And we're looking at what's the home worth and how much are they going to list it for. And this is part of what we ask the homeowner. And we have a conversation with the homeowner and confirm in writing that they understand that if they don't sell their home, whether they remove it from the market, it just doesn't sell, that they still have to pay for the services that were rendered. So we are taking extra steps to ensure that the folks that are using this program are listing their home, and they're listing their home at a price for which it will sell. So in that regard, we're very conscientious of only working with folks that are listing their homes at prices it'll sell. Now, that being said, the homeowner, the stager, gets paid 100 cents on the dollar immediately. And if the home doesn't sell, there's no recourse, clawback, or other liability to the stager. Part of our business is understanding when homes will sell, if they will sell, and if we're dealing with clients that are planning to sell their homes. So that's on us.
Thank you very much.
So in other words, as you guys are listening, there's no risk to the stager at all. You're not waiting for your money. Whether the house sells or not, that's not something that's going to impact your income. It's an opportunity for you to be able to offer the number one concern that every client has is money. I can't pay for that. I can't afford it. And they don't always tell us that. They'll say, we went in a different direction. And that just means we don't have the money to be able to pay for this. And so ZoomCost is taking that concern off the table. And, of course, there is a fee attached to it for the convenience of them, you know, then taking the risk and then deferring payment at closing or escrow. So just want to make sure that everybody listening, the stager's not put at risk. You're not losing any money. In fact, you probably pick up a lot of clients with their ability to offer the program.
I wonder if the tax deduction that we talk about, if that still applies.
It absolutely does.
Good.
It absolutely does. And critically, our service doesn't cost stagers a dime.
Mm-mm.
And we think that it's just hypothetically an average project. Let's say you'd bid $4,000 for payment up front for the first 60 days. And this is obviously dependent on geography and which market you're in, et cetera. We think that a stager will have a lot more success bidding that as $5,000 payable out of escrow. And critically, this is the distinction, because you're going in most markets, unless you're the only stager in town, you're competing on price. There's someone that's underbidding you. And if you bid $5,000 out of escrow, you may have someone that's less qualified than you, that's not certified, bid 3,000. Mm-hmm. Well, you can tell the homeowner, well, I'm 5,000, but I'm paid out of escrow. These are my certifications. You can hire the other guy and pay up front. That's your choice. But secondarily, you can then concede on price by offering upfront payment as an option instead of digging into your own pocket. So instead of before you offer 4,000, the homeowner says, I need a discount, and you drop it to 35. This way, you start at 5,000, and you say, well, if you'd like to pay up front, I could do it for 4,000. So it changes the conversation from – go ahead.
And that number where he's getting that is the fee or the uplift, whatever you want to call it, that ZoomCasa will take on a project when it's paid at closing. When a client says, well, I don't want to do that, you can deduct that, and then that is your actual cost for the staging. So in essence, what he's saying is really smart because you're not really losing anything. It looks like you're negotiating your prices, but you're not. You're getting exactly what you wanted all along. They're just not getting paid at closing and having to pay the ZoomCasa fee. So it's kind of a win-win all the way around. And as we're talking, I'm taking notes because we'll put together a Q&A document that answers some of the basic questions I know a lot of you probably have on the call as you're listening, and a marketing piece that we can put out to our members that describes the program, and I'll send it to Ted and Fred first. Of course, you guys need to take a look at it, but that way we're all explaining it the same way. And do you guys have a Q&A? I'm on your site right now, so I don't see an FAQ anywhere on your site.
So we have something even better. You can actually visit our site, and any of your members can click a button, and they can automatically book a 15-minute call session with me. And I'm happy to explain to them our thoughts on professional staging, our thoughts on marketing, et cetera. And then we're going to start hosting weekly webinars if they prefer to be in a larger audience. But that's a really easy way for them to get right to the point and address their specific circumstances.
Okay. And
but
then,
as always,
I think what else? Yeah. I'll still put together a document that a reference, something we can have on our site that, of course, you guys would approve. But I think that's awesome that you're making yourself available. I've talked to him several times, to Fred, and I think Ted initially as well. And
absolutely.
So because there are a lot of questions, this is a new program. It actually harkens back to the program that, Barb, that you started with MBNA for a short period of time that was the Stage It Now, Pay For It Later.
Right.
Yeah. And the concept was similar where, you know, they didn't have to come out of pocket. They could use a credit card, and then they could pay it off, and it was, you know, no interest for 6 months, and then that disappeared. So we all know that money is the biggest obstacle to people staging. And some of the projects, Fred, you've shared with me, as you said, it's market-dependent, but you're doing some quite large volume dollar amount projects, for example, in Southern California, you know, $20,000 projects. So, you know, we're not talking that there's a limit. Is there a limit on how much you will invest in the staging part?
We don't have a defined limit. Whatever you need to be paid in order to deliver the kind of services that will help us home sell for top dollar faster. But critically, the stager gets paid in full up front. There's no fees, no deduction. This doesn't cost you a dime to offer.
And there's a couple things we do have to have in place, and we'll put this in the document too. We have to be insured. We have to have our, you know, business license,
right,
and insurance, and the people that we work with have to be quality, and that's something that is explained, and we'll make that more clear in the documentation. So one of the things that was important to us when Chris and I were talking to Fred and Ted was that they are working with professional stagers. That's why we directed them to our association members, because we know everybody has a foundation in education, and you operate your businesses very professionally versus a hobbyist. And so a program like this requires that level of professional standards. And so there will be some documentation you will need to submit in order to qualify.
Great.
But I would like to mention that we look at it as qualified and professional stagers. That doesn't mean that if you're a new business owner, and maybe you're just starting out, but you have that education, that you can't use this platform. I don't want folks to think that you have to be in the business for 20 years before you can even call us.
Right.
Jenny, it's great you're going to do a sheet, because the first thing are going to be questions, and maybe they can't talk on the phone or do the other, which is really great too. But
I think it's a wonderful program. So go ahead. Keep going, Betty. I didn't mean to interrupt. So what other questions you had for your interview?
Well, I'll tell you, we've covered kind of all the questions except that you know, I looked at your website. One thing I did notice was it says we send you homeowners to planning to sell ASAP who want to update and stage their homes. So you're sending out leads also, as well as we bring you people?
Absolutely. So we are a concierge platform that a lot of real estate agents use to differentiate themselves to win more listings. So as a real estate agent, you're often competing for a listing. And one of the ways you can differentiate yourself and add a lot of value is you can say, I have this concierge platform that'll come out and renovate your home and will professionally stage it with no cash out of pocket that will ensure that your home sells for top dollar faster. And as a result of that, we get qualified leads from folks in most major markets, and we're expanding across the country. And we share those leads with stagers and other vendors on our platform, and we don't charge you a dime for those. So, and a big part of that is we qualify them. We tell them, this is what professional staging costs. This is what the data shows, that your home will sell for more money faster. This is something you need to consider, and will really take your home over the edge and take it over the finish line. And in that regard, these are really solid leads that your members can use.
Great. And is there, right now, can you do this anywhere in the country, or do you have a list of places?
No, so we are able to operate in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
And we are welcome to work with anyone around the country. But critically, we want to help stagers all around the country, wherever market they may be in, expand their addressable market, get customers that they otherwise wouldn't be able to win because of that initial upfront investment or just unwillingness or lack of understanding about the value that staging creates in terms of their home selling for more money faster, just closing more sales and making it a smoother process for the client to say, yes, let's do this, let's do it right. And we're looking to help the staging ecosystem and industry expand its addressable market and help individual stagers and business owners grow their businesses in a profitable way.
So, yeah, Fred, I have a question.
Go ahead, Jenny.
I was going to say, so I'm on the site and my mind is now turning. So on the renovation side, because I didn't see that piece of it before, so let's say somebody, they want to do it. Are we talking basic repairs? Do you have a cap on how much a homeowner can put towards that? Or are you mm-hmm. talking like you could work with investors who get a property, they want to put $100K into it, and then they're going to sell it and then make a profit, obviously, hopefully stage it. That's part of the process. Do you guys have a cap on that?
So we don't have a formal dollar cap. We look at our vendors as our business partners. So if they're out there bidding a job or a job needs to get done, we're not going to tell you that this is the dollar amount you can spend. Typically, our standard customer is not a developer. They're not an investor. It's a homeowner, maybe someone that's lived in a home for 30 years, and so now it's time to sell, and they have some deferred maintenance. Maybe the home is cosmetically antiquated. We're talking paint, flooring, granite countertops. But we'll look at any kind of transaction, but our focus is by far, in a way, cosmetic, high-impact repairs that generate a positive return on investment for the homeowner.
So, because one of the things on you have great leads, it says realtors determine the scope of work so you don't have to. I'm assuming you're directing this to the public? Or who's that direct? We send you homeowners planning to sell ASAP who want to update and stage their homes. So you're directing this to stagers.
Contractors?
And the stagers
typically?
And contractors.
And
okay. Because stagers, oftentimes, we are determining the scope. They ask us to come in and they're saying, help me pick flooring, fixtures, carpeting, lighting. So you may also get that interaction with a stager because the realtors either don't have time or they don't know what to do or they don't have taste, you know, combination
sure.
of the three, you know. So the stagers, I think that's an opportunity as well to be involved in that process. So instead of, you know, lipstick on a pig when you're staging a house is dated, being able to say, hey, there's a program I can offer, you know, introduce you to that actually would be able to provide funds where you don't have to come out of pocket for these. We can actually get the house to where it's more marketable. And that's, again, a win-win for everybody.
I would even take it a step further and say that you should professionally stage your home with me because I'm on this platform, and if you stage
right.
your home with me, I can bring this service to bear that differentiates me from other professional stagers in my market.
Yeah. So when you stage your house with me, everybody listening, when, right? That's great. Because it is a market differentiator for the agents and also for the stagers on there. So is there a directory? I don't know if you have a directory on here. I think it's probably private. And then when they qualify or they reach out to you, ZoomCasa, then you'll connect them?
So we are a concierge service. So we're not going to tell you that you have to go call 10 flooring companies. the whole value of our business is that we're not a financing company. We're not just a checkbook. We are a concierge platform of vetted vendors, including professional stagers. So if one of your members as a stager calls us and says, I'm staging this home, it needs paint and flooring because it's bombed out, they're going to call us. We're going to find them the best, most affordable vendor in a market to do that job. And critically, we guarantee the homeowner's happiness and satisfaction. No money for those renovations are due until the work is done and the homeowner is satisfied. And that's very critical because typically when you work with contractors, there's progress payments, down payments. A lot of the money can be spent before the work is done. We arrange it in such a way that the homeowner's interests are protected and their satisfaction is guaranteed. So
which
it's
really
one phone call.
Which is awesome. And it's different. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say one of the things that comes to mind, this is Barb, is that, you know, after working with thousands of homeowners like some of us have done, is the stagers, we are so crucial in that because when we work with the homeowner, well, it's time they want to get, oh, new floor, do this, that. They pick the wrong things. And so can the contractor. They work with a lot of people. It's really true. And I'm saying this for the good of all concerned, is that maybe those people aren't selling their houses. And so the people that they also work with. So working with the house that's going to come on the market, we are really pivotal and really crucial to work with that contractor to share, here's what we're seeing that's really selling. Now, remember what I just said is they may be working with people that aren't selling and they just love pink or whatever it is. So we really influence what they're going to put in and who they're with and who does it and blah, blah, blah. So it's really, really a good marriage as long as they don't come first and we do. So
that's a fantastic point. And I know a few times on this call you've mentioned, is there like a dollar limit on renovation spend or on staging spend? And we don't look at it as a dollar limit, but we want to make sure that the kind of renovations that are being completed generate a substantial return on investment will help the home sell. So we're more concerned with what color flooring are you going to put in? What kind of countertops are you going to put in? What paint are you going to paint the walls? And we'll have a much bigger issue if the walls are going to be pink than if the dollar amount's huge.
Correct.
So we're right on the same page, and we'd love to work with you and have your input as someone that's so familiar with the market help guide that and give us input on what works in this. And the homeowner, I think, would tremendously value that.
They should.
Right,
yeah, they
because it, yeah, because right. oftentimes, they, you know, if they, their favorite color is blue, they don't understand why everybody doesn't like the color blue, and they put blue countertops in knowing they're selling, and, you know, you just slap your head like, you're not buying your house back. So as stagers, we actually specialize, you know, buyer trends. We have to stay on top of demographics. What is trending for different properties, different markets, different parts of the country are going to have different materials that are used. So we have to stay on top of all of that. And homeowners don't always do that. And agents don't always do that either. And we don't want everybody walking around with builder beige walls or what was the name of the carpet that used to put in their Barb? It was
Real estate beige.
Yeah, and they just go to their favorite, you know, this is the one paint, this is the counter, and they just have this like cookie cutter. So that's where I think as a stager, those of us listening in, is to, you know, partner with your real estate agents, and this is one thing they won't have to do because you're the expert in this area, so take it off their plate, offering them a solution that helps them and their client, because ultimately they want to get the sale out of the house, so that's when they get paid their commission. So any kind of a tool that can help them achieve that goal and not have to, you know, complicate it by having to make selections and so forth. And, you know, the time that they would be taking to do that, they could be making more phone calls and getting more listings that you could stage. So that's what we need to share with them.
And I'll also mention, it's a two-way street. A lot of times we get calls from real estate agents saying, I need to do all these renovations to the home. And we say, well, have you considered professional staging? And they typically say no. And we try to explain that a really well-staged home oftentimes covers up a lot of these issues in terms of cosmetic stuff, because if the home is so impressive and has such an emotional pull to potential buyers that maybe that terrible carpet doesn't matter anymore. So that way we really, it's a fine balance between great professional staging and renovation work. And
oh, it matters. Believe me, it matters. And we're not supposed to cover up anything. You may have said that in light. And I'm so jazzed about this, I cannot stop thinking. And so...
I said the same thing. So we won't deliberately hide flaws, but I know what you're saying. A house is dated. When we've staged it, people, the buyers, they see the possibilities, and it doesn't feel so old and, you know, outdated when you put updated things inside. So you create a vision for them. And the house is still going to be priced where it would be because it's not been updated. They can't get an updated price just because we put nice furniture in. But every stager's experienced that, where you bring in some updated, you know, accessories, you help them staging the house, and it just completely transforms, even though it may not be updated in all areas. And then also directing the funds. You know, if there's a limited amount of money that they're, because you also have to take, Fred and Ted also take a look at how much equity is in the property. So somebody can't say, oh, I'm going to spend $150,000, but when they sell, they're only going to net out $50,000. So that just, that would not be allowed because they would be over improving it for what they could really get out of it. And then that would impact your ability to collect at the end. So being able to direct where the funds are going, you know, paint and flooring or, you know, whatever the priorities are for the homeowners to get them to stay within whatever that realm is. And that's where the realtor is really useful because they'll know list price versus how much is owed. They'll have a lot of that information to be able to kind of direct the budget, and then we can give input on where that money is best invested for the property, making sure to hold some back for staging. So then I'll go out the door.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So can you tell us what are our next steps as stagers, as realtors? What would you recommend we do next?
So I would encourage you to go to our website, zoom.casa, and get on the platform. And then once you're on the platform, which is should take you no more than 5 to 10 minutes to fill out, costs you nothing, no obligation. We send you some of our form marketing materials. You have access to our template emails. You have access to our weekly webinars. You can schedule calls with us to talk about how you can grow your business, how you can use ZoomCasa to overcome pricing objections, how you can use ZoomCasa to build a business that is differentiated from other folks in your market. And it's really that simple. And we'd love to be your partner. And we look forward to working with IOS and with members to grow their businesses that are profitable and really adding value in the communities in which you operate.
Well, it sounds great. It's something that I think is needed out there. I expect a lot of our people to get on your website, get signed up, so we can start partnering with you.
Look forward to that.
Thank you. Jenny, do y'all have any other questions?
No, but I'm sure those of you on the call, if you do have questions, you can email me because we'll put a Q&A together, you know, of the commonly asked questions, because I'm sure we all have a lot of similar ones. And then we'll have that on the site. We'll share it with everybody, have Fred and Ted take a look at it first, and then get some input also on the program. So there's some framework we can put together for our members, which is going to be really important so you understand how it works.
And I will mention that in the next few months, we have some really exciting marketing and administrative tools that we're designing specifically for stagers that I think will really help you automate and streamline your business processes so you can focus more on closing deals and, projects. And
yes, good.
I'm learning.
You're learning.
I know you're learning.
I'm learning. Let me try again. So you can focus more on closing projects and making sure that the customer really understands the investment that they're making. So,
very good.
Right.
Both
trying.
Are working.
Right.
No, trying. You're doing. Right. That's another one.
Doing.
There's no try.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Do or do not, there is no try.
This is the language.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your sharing with us tonight, Fred and Ted.
With your permission, may we listen in on the rest of the call?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
Jenny, I'm going to turn this over to you and Krista.
Okay.
Let you share whatever you want to share.
So thank you, Betty, and thanks, Fred and Ted and Barb, for what you shared already. So I was just going to quickly go over social media protocol for chapters online with social media. And Kathy Fowles had sent me an email that Deb out of, I forget, Deb Canton or something, had some questions together. So we want to formalize some of our social media presence, if you will, as far as how it relates to our chapters. And so she had some questions on here. I'll just quickly touch on a couple of them. When it comes to naming our Facebook pages and so forth, so a page is public and a group is private. So you can have a page and a group for your chapter. And the chapter pages and groups need to be named whatever your city is. I'll use Boston as an example, Boston IHOS Regional Chapter or South Florida IHOS Regional Chapter. So that's the order it comes in, and it matches what's on our IHOS site as far as where the regional chapters are listed in your new sites that just rolled out. That's how the name comes about. So then somebody was asking about being able to be found for services and so forth, and people may not put in IHOS chapter, but they might put in home staging professionals. So as part of your name, if you want to put Boston IHOS Regional Chapters dash home staging professionals, that way people will find you when they're typing in those words, that's okay. So I would approve that, but I do want the city name, region, and then IHOS Regional Chapter to come prior to that. For all chapter sites, there should be an admin position that you assign to me, and then we also have a social media, a couple of people on social media, so I have to determine who needs to be part of the chapters. And I'm not going to go in there and manipulate your sites and so forth, but as the chairwoman, I do need to have access to anything related to IHOS. So when you, those of you listening, if you do have a chapter site already built, a page or a group, then just please add me as an admin person on there, and I'll accept the notification. So you look for Jenny Norris and add that in. The logos, Facebook now turned everything into a circle instead of a square, so we'll have to update the chapter logos to fit within a circle because I know they get cut off. So Kathy brought that point up, and we'll format some new logos and send those out to everybody. On the public side of things, your admin person, whoever is your leadership on your chapter pages, are the ones that are posting content about your meetings and things they want the public to see. That is not the place that you post questions about a challenging client or an opinion about something, because that's public. So those types of things would be in your private group, that only your chapter members would belong to that group, or other members of IHOS who want to, you know, participate in your chapter, but they're IHOS people, and that's, you know, people can post, that's shared content. So anybody can post a question or a concern that's not out there for the public to see, because the last thing we would want is any IHOS chapter page to have, you know, information out there that's knocking a realtor or a homeowner or whatever, a relationship that we value. So those types of things should be private, and content is monitored. So you want to make sure that anything that is out there, whether it is public or private, is uplifting and helpful to whoever's reading it. So the content that's public, there shouldn't be anything that's controversial. So on your public pages, no politics, no faith-based things, anything that could cause an issue for somebody else coming in who may not be of the same mindset, and that's not the forum for that anyway. So it's something related to home staging, like the statistics that just came out from NAR. That would be great to have on your public page because the public needs to see that, and then you'd be promoting you know, the members, where to find a good stager, events that you're having, and so forth. Your private side, you can have other information listed in there. So somebody asked about when was the first chapter formed, or how can they find out when your chapter was formed? And I don't know that we have all those records, but I can say 2003 was the very first chapter ever. IHOS was the one that started it, and from that has birthed all these other chapters that have come on around the country. And I don't know that it's important that you have to say when you were founded as much as that you are part of the group that founded the very first chapter ever. Social media house rules, we'll put those out for everybody, like no hate speech or bullying, no promotions or spam, be kind and courteous, and no snarky comments. I have that on one of the pages I manage because there's a way to respond to somebody who asks for input, like they ask you for feedback on how they staged a house. And there's been other groups where people come on and they just tear the house apart, you know, like what the person did, and it's really kind of mean. And even though the person asked for feedback, there's a way to phrase it that doesn't hurt their feelings or make the person responding look like they're not a kind person. So the chapter websites also need to link to IHOS.com. So whether it's a Twitter page, Facebook groups, even LinkedIn pages, if you have those, they all need to trace everything back to IHOS.com as the primary website. Now, your chapters also have their own domains, so those are unique to you. And so you can also put those on your pages as well if you want to have a couple different websites, but we want to make sure that iHosp is promoted there. And I did just quickly pull, I did search for iHosp, and I found Jacksonville. Yours says iHosp Jacksonville, Florida, so you'd want to change it to Jacksonville iHosp Regional Chapter. Same with Minneapolis. Charlotte, you're fine. Atlanta, you need to say Atlanta iHosp Regional Chapter. Greater Chicago is fine. Southern California would need to modify. Wisconsin just needs the word regional. San Antonio needs the word regional. So I was just doing a quick cursory glance. Orlando, the same. So I'll go through, and if you're listening and you don't have a Facebook page yet, it's easy to set up. Again, just make me the admin. We can also set these up for you and then add your leaders to the pages, which I might do just for expediency, just to make sure these are all done, and get those growing. So I know I talked fast, and I talked even faster going through this, because I wanted Krista to be able to share on the vendor program, because it's really exciting what's happening. So if you have any questions for me on the social media or on Zoomcasa, email me, jenny@iahsp.com. All right, Krista, you are up.
Okay. I'll bring you all home. I hope nobody left. I'm really excited. I've been working with I've been working with Derek and Dwayne on redoing our vendor pages on both iHosp and on stagedhomes.com and iHosp.com. So the everybody can log into right now presently their iHosp.com profile and click on the member the vendor page, and you will see our brand new layout. It is all of the diamond, platinum, gold, silver, wonderful new and returning sponsors are there as an interactive button. Just click on it, and it takes you to like basically how it works, 1, 2, 3, and how you get your vendor discount or incentive that they're offering. It's very simple. It's very self-explanatory. Fill it out, send it in. It takes you right where you need to go. I think I was so excited. We literally just turned it live 20 minutes ago.
Yay! That's amazing. This is really, really well done. So kudos.
Thanks.
I know you and I talked about you had the vision for this, being able to carry this out, and I know you've been working really closely with Derek to make it happen and Dwayne. Yeah. So this looks great.
Yes, I built the graphics, and then Derek took everything I built, and he laid this all out. He made it all connect, all of this information. So for Fred and Ted, this information is for you. So Zoomcasa is on here, and when people go in and they come through our portals, they click on your lovely large button here. It starts to collect the information that I can then send to you. Each vendor can now know who's coming through our portals from all of our marketing. So I'm very excited about that aspect of this, because that's gonna aid to our relationship with you. So I had it short.
Yeah. So so the pictures that are on here, so I'll go through. That one is we could change that picture. It's cute house. It has like the old. We're just talking about, this house needs Zoomcasa's money to update it before it comes on the market. When you guys see the
pictures, all of these photos, these photos, just so you know, are from each and every vendor.
Okay. Oh, okay, good. So this is intentional, Fred and Ted, this picture. Yes. So, well, this house needs updating, which is good. They need Zoomcasa. So, well, perfect. Mm-hmm. It's really, really well done and much more professional. Much easier to navigate, and the fact that we're capturing the information to be able to feed to the vendor. So there's that landing page. So every time you go in, you will have to fill that out, but at least we'll know who's searching. And so, for example, if somebody fills that out and they don't continue on to get information, the vendor is going to know, well, this person was interested, but for some reason they stopped. And it could have been just maybe they didn't have a piece of information they needed, or the time got away from them. But they'll at least have that information that they can follow up and reach out. So excellent job. Super excited.
Thank you. Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. Well, that was good. You did shorter than I did, which is excellent.
Straight to the point.
So go on to the, now those of you probably sitting there going, I don't know how to get into the iHosp site. Maybe you've clicked there as a member. You have to log in. So if you are just an iHosp only member, you will have your email address. You had a password you would have had to create. And so if you have a challenge getting in, you got to let us know. As you're going through the staged home side, it's your same password, but you had to claim your IHOS membership through the Staging University. So if you've not done that, you're not going to be able to get into this portal, and so that could be a challenge for you. So any of you that are having any challenges, just let us know. We can help you access the member directories on both sites and then teach you on the staged homes, the university, your same email and password is the same for both sites as long as you've claimed your IHOS membership through the university. So it's a two-step process.
And it's a single login now, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's a single login. No more double login on IHOP.
I saw that. Yes. You log in and then you scroll down. It's the only member. It says member pages. It's the only tab that's in blue on the bottom right column. And it says IHOP vendor directory. You click on that. It takes you right into the vendor directory, so which is excellent. Woo! All right.
Yay.
So April 22nd is going to be our next call because Betty wisely realized there's 5 weeks in April. So April Fool's Day is the first Monday. And then the 15th is the third. And so that's a day that's either really great for people or not so great because it's tax day. So we're going to move our call to the 22nd, which is Monday the 22nd. Mm-hmm. And we'll have another great lineup for you. And so everybody who's on the call, please again, make sure to email bj@ihosp.com that you're on the call so we can track that. And of course, this call has been recorded. We'll put that on the archive on the IHOSP membership site. So that's where all the calls are located. That's the first link there. It says archives. You can listen to all the past calls. You can listen to this one again to get the information. And then we will put together a summary sheets and Q&A for Zoom CASA that you'll all be able to utilize. So thanks, everybody. Thank you for being on. Thank you, Fred and
Ted,
for being on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. And then thank you, Barb. Thank you, Krista. And thank you, everybody, listening in the world of IHOS membership. So thank you so much for being part of our association. We greatly appreciate you. And we have a new slogan, by the way, for IHOS. And the slogan is, your home in the home staging industry.
Yay!
Woo! Love it. I love that. We're your home in the home staging industry. So, all right, everybody, have a great rest of your week.
Bye.
And we'll talk to you next month. Thanks so much. Bye, everyone.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Ciao.